Hello again. We've come to the end of my program, How to Speak Clearly and Professionally. I'd like to thank you again for purchasing this program and hope you found it valuable. If you need to, go back and replay any sections that are particularly relevant. Make sure you do the assignments. I included them for your benefit. These kinds of changes take time, so be patient. You may recall during Section 3, I said I've been working on my own speaking development for more than 15 years. I have improved, but there is room for further improvement. Your speech will improve also if you follow the steps I offer in this program. In this, the final section, I'd like to offer some resources and tools to help you continue your study. Like any form of personal development, this will be an ongoing process. But instead of viewing it as work or some sort of cumbersome challenge, embrace the opportunity to expand your skill set. This will help you immensely, both personally and professionally. As you will see, I encourage you to get out and speak often. In addition to building your presentation skills, you learn more because you're constantly preparing for presentations. You enrich the lives of others, which is always a rewarding benefit, and you meet new people along the way. You enlarge your personal and professional circles for lasting benefits. Let's start with organizations that can help you get over your public speaking jitters and hone your presentation skills. Some really good organizations to consider joining include Toastmasters. Clubs typically meet every 2 weeks for about an hour. You have the chance to participate in a number of speaking roles, ranging in length from 1 minute to about 7 minutes. You can learn more and find a club near you at Toastmasters.org. That's Toastmasters, plural, .org. I can attest to the value of the Toastmasters program. I was a member for 5.5 years, and it helped me immensely. Dale Carnegie Program. I have no experience with Dale Carnegie, but it's a highly respected organization and program. According to their website, the firm is a performance-based training company offering training that sharpens the business person's skills. You can learn more at dalecarnegie.com. Again, dalecarnegie.com. Both Toastmasters and Dale Carnegie offer curricula to build your leadership skills. Developing your speaking and leadership skills builds confidence, which is an important ingredient. Other possibilities include speaking courses from your local college or university. Contact those institutions for more information. Keep in mind that any opportunity to stand up in front of a group and speak is valuable. There are numerous possibilities. Here are just a handful. First, service clubs like Rotary, Lions, and Kiwanis. They need speakers all the time. Don't worry if you don't know a heady business topic. They like to hear about hobbies, interests, and volunteer work. For example, I have spoken on certain aspects of amateur radio. My Rotary Club, the Rotary Club of New Berlin, Wisconsin, has been entertained by a trumpet player, a ping pong master, and acupuncturist. Well, maybe the member being needled that day wasn't entertained, but he claimed afterward that the pain in his wrist was gone. And we enjoyed her information and presentation. How many hobbies or other light topics could you talk about for 20 to 25 minutes? Of course, if you'd like to present on a business-related or other more serious topic, that's okay too. Grab a sheet of paper and make a list of your top 5 topics. Then get to work outlining presentations for each. To learn more about those service organizations I just mentioned and find clubs in your area, go to Rotary.org, Rotary.org, Kiwanis.org, that's Kiwanis.org, and finally, LionsClubs.org. That's Lions Clubs, both plural, .org. But don't stop there. Consider church groups, fraternal organizations, chambers of commerce. The list is almost endless. Second possibility, give a reading at your church or house of worship. Third, host a seminar, workshop, or webinar. You educate others while you build your presentation skills. The additional component here is that you'll need a venue for the in-person meetings. Your public library may be receptive to a free educational seminar. Fourth possibility, give a presentation at work, even if the topic is outside your core responsibility. You learn more about your firm, gain important presentation skills, and score points with management. Managers, after all, like to see people take the initiative. Fifth, speak at reunions, weddings, birthdays, anniversaries. You get the picture. Any opportunity to get up in front of an audience is helpful. Seek out those possibilities and speak frequently. You will enjoy and be enriched by the experiences. You recall from earlier sections that I've talked about and encouraged the purchase of a digital recorder. So let's take a moment to talk about those. You have many brands and models to choose from. A quick search on Amazon.com showed models by Olympus, Sanyo, and Tascam, among others. All are very small, about half the width of a cigarette pack, so they easily slip into a shirt pocket or coat pocket. One important feature your recorder should have is a USB port. That allows you to transfer your file or files to your computer or other device. Verify, too, that the output is an MP3 file. Should be, but look into that. Prices on Amazon varied greatly, but expect to pay around $60 to $80 for a new model that has the right features. If you plan to speak frequently, and especially if a professional speaking career is in your plans, I suggest purchasing a lapel mic. In fact, grab one or two extra. You can buy those online for very reasonable prices. Remember to record yourself during your rehearsals and presentations. Listen to your recordings and evaluate yourself. Which glitches can you eliminate? Understand that you're trying to improve, not shoot for perfection. That's impossible, as we know. Worse, people who strive for perfection often fail to even try. Learn from your recordings so your next presentation is even stronger. Save all your audio recordings, especially of presentations. You may be able to sell them outright or include them as a bonus in other products you sell. Successful presenters and online marketers routinely repackage old recordings as new audio programs or as bonuses. Don't delete potentially useful content. Video recording is also very powerful. This allows you to evaluate the physical or visual aspects of your presentations as well. If you can arrange for a video recording of a presentation, do so. Let the audience know in advance of your plans. These videos, like your audio recordings, can be used for evaluation, but also as marketing tools on your website. Speaking well is not only an important skill, it's a very useful one. It opens up many doors for you. I have chosen to make public speaking a part of my profession. But even if you don't, you will find that you are more confident and comfortable in any public setting. I encourage you to refine your skills and take advantage of every opportunity to speak. I'd love to hear from you on this topic and this audio program. Feel free to email me at tom@tomfazard.com. That's tom@myfullname.com. You're welcome to follow my blog. The address is tomfazard.com. And even connect with me on Twitter. My username is, you guessed it, @TomFazard. Thank you for allowing me to help you with your personal and professional development. May it pay dividends for you throughout the years. Good luck in your career.